I travel over rugged rocks, or lofty hills and mountains. My true love, she was kept from me out of cruel spite and malice. As I passed by her uncle's door, she looked out of a window and said, my love, I'd follow thee, but bolts and locks do hinder. I stood a while all in amaze to hear my true love's answer. Till my passion flew, my sword I drew, up to the door I ventured. I made those bolts and locks to fly, the windows for to clatter. I swore my true love I would have, and soon I did come to her. Her father and five other men soon after me did follow. They ordered me to leave the room, or in my blood should wallow. I beat them all, both great and small, I carried the day among them. Come all young men, set prizes now, don't yield until you win them. And now we're joined in wedlock's band, we live in peace together. No, I had her not for house nor land, I had her not for treasure. I had her for an ungood will, and now she's mine forever. And now we're joined in wedlock's band, we live in peace together. No mortal man shall seize her breath, till death shall part forever.
Sing it now.
Now what's that verse?
There was a frog who lived in a well. He caught such a cold he couldn't sing. He went up to Miss Mousie's house, and he took Miss Mouse up on his knee. And he said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Not without old rat's consent would I marry the president. So a chemo chymo, there I owe, a ripstam pumpticle, so tiny yo.
Old Froggy met Miss Mouse to see. He says, Miss Mouse, will you have me? Remember that part. And then the next thing I knew was I swam across the lake.
Sing, sing it now, sing.
If I could get this kitted up here. I think that that meant
something else first.
Well, this one verse would be enough.
Sing the one that.
Oh, frog! He swam across the lake. Now he's swallowed by the snake. I'd keep them pumping again. What I got?
Yeah, sing it now. Yeah.
God, how do you know? Kind of a twisted up affair.
Well, she's running her jigger here.
The old froggy met Miss Mouse to see, and says, Miss Mouse, will you have me? Trim tam pum a diddle any more jig, tamarinum palm all the kai more. The old froggy swam across the lake, and there he swallowed by the snake. Trim tam pum a diddle any more jig, tamarinum palm all the kai more. Chemo, chymo, jetmo, chemo, heem, heim, ho. Trim tam pum a diddle any more jig, tamarinum palm all the kai more. You ready? I got to cough a little, I guess. This very unhappy man, one day, he had a new idea. He thought he'd go and take him a wife, but some folks called a dear. So he dressed himself in his Sunday's best to look as well as he can. For he knew of a girl we thought would do, for he was a very unhappy man. He went to the door, all blessings and smile. This maiden did appear. said, Mr. Sir, please do come in, I'll call my father dear. Oh no, says he, pray don't do that, 'tis for you I have a plan. I wonder if you'll be the wife of a very unhappy man. Oh, Mr. Sir, and she fell right into a fit. She tumbled over a chair or two, and I thought she'd lose her wit. Just then her mother come into the room with mop and broom in hand, and her father appeared at the other door of this very unhappy man. And I took my heels to another door, this is the way of life. I live alone as I did before, before I'll take a wife. Just then the dog took after me as I stretched her over the land, and the dog got hold of the tail of my coat for this very unhappy man. I yelled at the dog, but he still held fast and didn't hear my mournful cry, and I tumbled over a hornet's nest and nearly lost my eyes. I lost the tail of a brand new coat and the sight you'd have to scan, and I can't begin to tell you half of this very unhappy man.
Where does the noise come out?
Underneath that. 61, from the singing of Nora White, Mrs. W.C. White of 217 Union Street, Springfield, Vermont, for the Helen Harkness Flanders Collection. This is her recollection of the tune of What the Old Hen Said, as sung by her mother, the late Mrs. George Tatro.
He went to the barn to see the old hen, so clucking his cat from her chicken stand. She clucked and she scratched and she rustled away. Now what do you think I heard the hen say? I heard say that the sunshine shines on anything like these ten chickens of mine. For the cat loves her chickens and you loves her lambs. There don't anyone know what a proud mother I am. For the cats and the kittens, I wouldn't part with these, though the sheep and the lambs would go down on their knees. Oh no, although the chickens might crow, and lambs on two yellow legs might go. My dear Downy Downy, my sweet little things, come nestle here closely and under my wings. So the old hen said, and the chickens all sped as fast as they could to their new feather bed. Now there, let them lay in feathers so warm, while my little chick nestles here on my arm.
Marina Born Case, East Jack in the Hampshire, July 10, 1941. We were once lived in New Hampshire. He had three sons, as you shall hear. The miller was sick and very ill, so he resolved to make a will, and the old he kept turning round and round. He first called a fit. Well, there's some saving my race is nearly run. Before my will that I shall make, what share of soul do you intend to take? And the old he kept turning round and round. The sun replied whose name was Jeff, from every bushel I'll take one peck. Of every bushel that I shall grind, that I may on this living kind. And the old man, he kept turning round and round. You found my boy on such a toll, the mill would never bring you gold. My mill to you I'll never give, for by such toll no man can live. And the old man, he kept turning round and round. He then sent for his second son, told him his race was nearly run. Before my will that I shall make, what share of soul do you intend to take? And the old man, he kept turning round and round. His son replied whose name was Ralph, from every bushel I'll take one half. Of every bushel that I shall grind, that I may not make living fine. And the old man, he kept turning round and round. The miller said, you're soon and hold out, intend to act your part. But you shall never have my mill, I never. them called him his youngest son, told him his race was nearly run. Before my will that I shall make, what share of soul do you intend to take? Let me go, we were captured in all the ground. The son replied, whose name was Bill, 'tis all my joy to do thy will. So if they live in, I should last, the chief the gift of forever fast. Let me go, we were captured in all the ground. Thank you.